And welcome to worship at Good Shepherd Anglican Church on Treaty 6 territory in Edmonton, Alberta. Today is the second Sunday in Lent. Lent is a penitential season in preparation for our walk with Jesus to the cross and grave. We change our altar hangings to purple, and our worship takes on a character of contemplation as we remember God's great mercy toward us. If you're visiting today, we're happy that you're here. If you're joining us online, Anthony will be your guide through this SERP. Today is our monthly Green Growing Sunday when the kids take over the service. We hope you'll join in our opening songs, beginning with Vagabonds.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah, I know. You don't have to. I like come all your back.
Going to sing one of our favorites from Compassion Camp, Welcome Home. If you'd like to dance with me, you're welcome to come up to the front.
Thank you.
remember God's great mercy toward us. So I invite you to hear now the teaching of Christ. A new commandment I give to you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Hear God's word to all who turn to Christ. God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. God has promised forgiveness to all who truly repent, turn to Christ in faith, and are themselves forgiving. As we prepare to confess our sins, we call them to mind in silence. Let us confess our sins. Merciful God, we have sinned in what we have thought and said, in the wrong we have done, and in the good we have not done. We have sinned in ignorance. We have sinned in weakness. We have sinned through our own deliberate fault. We are truly sorry. We repent and turn to you. Forgive us for our Savior Christ's sake, and renew our lives to the glory of your name. Amen. Through the cross of Christ, God have mercy on you, pardon and you and set you free. Know that you are forgiven and be at peace. God strengthen you in all goodness and keep you in life eternal.
Amen.
The peace of Christ rule in our hearts. Let us pray. Servant God, grant us opportunity, give us willingness to serve you day by day, that what we do and how we bear each other's burdens may be our sacrifice to you. This we ask through Jesus Christ, our Savior. Amen. Please be seated for readings from God's holy word.
When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am El Shaddai. Walk with me and be trustworthy. I will make a covenant between us, and I will give you many, many descendants. Abram fell on his face, and God said to him, But me, my covenant is with you. You will be the ancestor of many nations. And because I have made you the ancestor of many nations, your name will no longer be Abram, but Abraham.
I will make you very fertile. I will produce natural nations from you, and kings will come from you. I will set up my covenant with you and your descendants after you in every generation as an enduring covenant. I will be your God and your descendants, God after you. Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Thanks be to God. Amen.
I invite you now to rise in body or spirit and sing in heart or in voice the hymn that announces the gospel, Thy Word.
Thy Word. Lord be with you.
And also with you.
The Holy Gospel according to Mark.
Praise and glory to God.
Then Jesus began to teach his disciples. The human one must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, chief priests, and the legal experts, and be killed, and then after 3 days, rise from the dead. He said this plainly. But Peter took hold of Jesus and, scolding him, began to correct him. Jesus turned and looked at his disciples, then sternly corrected Peter. Get behind me, Satan. You are not thinking God's thoughts, but human thoughts. After calling the crowd with his disciples, Jesus said to them, all who want to come after me must say no to themselves, take up their cross and follow me. And all who want to save their lives will lose them. But all who lose their lives because of me and because of the good news will save them. Why would people gain the whole world but lose their lives? What will people give in exchange for their lives? Whoever is ashamed of me and my words in this unfaithful and sinful generation, the human one will be ashamed of that person when he comes in the Father's glory with the holy angels. The Gospel of Christ.
Praise to Christ the Lord.
All right, I'd like to invite anybody who'd like to see more closely to come join me at the front. Everyone else can sit down where you are. We have a very special sermon today. I'm so excited to share it with you. So come on up, anybody who'd like to see it nice and close. Any age, it doesn't have to just be the children. Maybe you're someone who participated in this weaving project and you would like to see it. You did. I have here something that is very, very special. Does anyone know what this is or remember the last time we talked about it? Yes, that's right. So this is a weaving project that the whole diocese, all the churches in the Diocese of Edmonton, we partnered together to remember the children at residential schools, those who had been lost and those who were found in unmarked graves. I wonder if anybody helped weave it. Some of you helped weave it. You helped, didn't you, Faye? Do you remember? I think you did. We can ask your Grammy, but I think that you did help a little bit. Did anybody else help make it? Oh, you were gone that weekend. Okay. Why is it important? Why do you think the whole diocese worked together to work on this project to remember the children? Does anybody know? You were working on two projects? Well, let's see if this weaving can help us remember the children. Our friend Eliza, who gave us teaching before the project began, tells us a story from the Ojibwe about Grandmother Spider. Has anyone heard the story of Grandmother Spider before? No? Grandmother Spider, there are lots of stories about her, but this story tells us that the people of Turtle Island, which is this land that we're living on now, they couldn't see. They lived in darkness. And Grandmother Spider wove a long strand of shining, translucent web. She wove a basket that was almost impossible to see. And with her basket, she was able to rope in the sun and bring it close enough that the people could see those things that had been hidden in darkness. And so this project for the diocese was about helping people see things that had been hidden for a long time. It might make us feel sad or solemn, but that's okay. It's okay to feel sad when we learn things if they are the truth. So let's unroll the project together and see what we see. I need somebody's help. I wonder if Natalie will help me with this. And we can all take turns. We're going to stand up and walk together. Okay. We're going to stand up and walk together, and I'm going to have Miss Natalie hold it just like I'm holding it there. Thank you. We're going to turn it around. Perfect. Thank you. All right. So we're going to walk together and unroll this as we go. So you're going to hold on to that end there, Natalie, as we unroll this together. I need another helper, maybe. Thank you, Samantha. You can come and help. Perfect. If you can help unroll this gently, you can gently. And we're going to unroll. Now look here. Each pass is what it's called. You can come see close. You're allowed to touch it if you're gentle. Each pass represents one child who died at residential school. There are 18 passes in each inch of the weaving for a total of 8,000 children. 6,000 from the TRC estimate and an additional 2,000 from recent discoveries. There you go. Thank you, Felix. Thank you, Aaron. The more strongly, these patterns here, they represent unmarked graves that have been discovered in Canada from 1974 until May 2022. So let's walk together and remember these. So Natalie, you can lay that down on the ground, and we'll just keep laying it out as Samantha unrolls it, all right? So this one here, don't step on it, please. This one here is Battleford Industrial School in Battleford, Saskatchewan, 1974. 74 unmarked graves excavated. This one here, Sacred Heart Mission School in Fort Providence, Northwest Territories, 1992. 298 unmarked graves identified through ground penetrating radar. This one here, Nema Faye, can you point to that one for us? Dunbow Industrial School, High River, Alberta, 1998. 34 caskets were exposed when the banks of the river eroded in a flood. And then let's walk together, not stepping on the project. All of us being very careful. And you see this section with no patterns. This shows us a long time when things were hidden in darkness and we weren't able to discover the truth. And then, where Aaron is, the Regina Indian Industrial School in Regina, Saskatchewan, in 2012. 38 graves were discovered with radar. Musqueam Indian Residential School in Leestock, First Nation, Saskatchewan. By 2019, a total of 35 graves uncovered. This section here where Cedric is, right here. That is Kamloops Indian Residential School in Kamloops, British Columbia, May 28, 2021. 200 graves were found using ground penetrating radar. Here where Faye is, Brandon Indian Residential School, Brandon, Manitoba, 2021. 104 graves. Marital Indian Residential School in Marital, Saskatchewan, 2021, 751 graves. Then there were Nema and Cedric R. by Reverend Joanne. Kootenai Island Residential School, Cranbrook, BC, 2021, 182 graves. Here where Aaron is, Cooper Island Indian Industrial School, Cooper Island in BC, 2021, 160 graves. Thunder Child Residential School, Delmas, Saskatchewan, 2021. The gravestone of 14-year-old Henry Achenum was found by a farmer a kilometer from the site of a ground-penetrating radar search around the former school grounds. St. Joseph's Mission Residential School, Williams Lake, BC, 2022, 93 graves. St. Philip's Indian Residential School, Kamsack, Saskatchewan, 2022, 12 graves. Fort Pelly Residential School, Fort Pelly, Saskatchewan, 2022, 42 graves. St. Bernard's Residential School, Gruard, Alberta, 2022, 169 graves. George Gordon Indian Residential School, Punichee, Saskatchewan, 2022, 14 graves. Blue Quills Indian Residential School, Saddle Lake, Cree Nation, Alberta, 2022, 212 graves. After the weaving was finished, more discoveries have been announced, including at Sandy Bay Indian Residential School and Alexander Pine Falls Indian Residential School. That's why we deliberately left an unfinished edge here at the end of our project, because we know that there are more discoveries to come. I invite us now to take a moment with our fully unrolled project here that you can see. Anyone can come and touch it, pray with it very gently. And let's just take a moment in silence to feel and remember. Every child here was a beloved child of God, just like you are. They mattered. God promised Abraham to make him an ancestor of many nations. That's what Natalie and Aiden read for us, that his family would come from all the nations of the earth, that there would be so many children in his family, there would be more than the number of stars in the sky or grains of sand on the beach. You are also children of Abraham. Abraham is your great, 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 great grandfather. And these children also belong to Abraham's family. They were God's fulfillment of the promise he made to Abraham, which means that they were our cousins, our brothers and sisters and siblings. Children are God's true riches. You matter so much to God. God loves you and wants the adults who have responsibility for you to take good care of you. It is very sad that the children in these schools were not well taken care of by the adults who had responsibility for them. So it's important for us to remember them and remember that Jesus was with them, that they are safe with him in his arms, and to recommit to taking care of God's children in every nation, now and in the future. So let's pray together now for the children and for the future. This is not a repeat after me prayer. This is a prayer that we will say silently in your hearts as I say it out loud for all of us. But I invite you to sit down on your knees and or on your bum, and let's pray together. God of our ancestors, who holds the spirits of our grandmothers and grandfathers and the spirits of our grandchildren, remembering the children, we now pledge ourselves to speak the truth and with our hearts and our souls to act upon the truth we have heard of the injustices lived, of the sufferings inflicted, of the tears cried, of the misguided intentions imposed, and of the power of prejudice and racism which were allowed to smother the sounds and laughter of the forgotten children. Hear our cries of lament for what was allowed to happen and for what will never be. In speaking and hearing and acting upon the truth, may we as individuals and as a nation meet the hope of a new beginning. Great Creator God, who desires that all creation live in harmony and peace, remembering the children, we dare to dream of a path of reconciliation, where apology from the heart leads to healing of the heart, and the chance of restoring the circle, where justice walks with all, where respect leads to true partnership, where the power to change comes from each heart. Hear our prayer of hope and guide this country of Canada on a new and different path. Amen. All right, very carefully now, not stepping on our project, can you come back to the front with me? And we will say together our children's creed. Very carefully, Malachi, can you scoot back? Thank you. All right, follow Miss Natalie. We've got a nice path here. Thank you, Samantha and Natalie, for helping unroll our project today. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to start the creed really quiet, and I want you to repeat after me really loud as you can say it. And then the congregation will respond with the words in bold on the screen, okay? So I'm going to say it quiet, but you say it loud. Don't scream. Thank you, Samantha. That's helpful. Yes. All right. We believe in one God.
We believe in one God.
Who loves us.
Who loves us.
And wants us to love each other.
And wants us to love each other.
This is our God.
We believe in Jesus.
We believe in Jesus.
Who cared for children.
And held them in his arms.
He wanted a world
where everyone could live together in peace.
We believe in the Holy Spirit,
who keeps working with us
until everything is good and true.
We can be the church,
which reminds people of God,
because we love each other.
Now it's time to pray. I'm going to ask Erin to come sit beside me, and she and I are going to lead us in prayer. Abby, can you switch spots with Erin, please, so that she can see my screen with me? Thank you. That's very kind. Wonderful. All right, so you start off, and everybody remember, this is a prayer where we hold people in our hearts and we lift them up to God. So we'll practice that together once Erin bids us pray. We hold them in our hearts, and we lift them up to you, God. God, we pray for our friends and family who are working or at home, our brothers and sisters and aunts and uncles. We hold them in our hearts, and we lift them up to you, God. We hold them in our hearts, and we lift them up to you, God. God, we pray for everyone who is sick, especially Helen, Thelma, and Valentine. We hold them in our hearts, and we lift them up to you, God.
Especially hospital.
We hold them in our hearts and we lift them up to you, God. God, we pray for refugees everywhere, and especially for the refugees we are sponsoring to come to Canada, Samuel, Manyang, and Munirur. We hold them in our hearts, and we lift them up to you, God. We hold them in our hearts, and we lift them up to you, God. God, we pray for all who are living through violence in Israel, Palestine, Congo, Sudan, Armenia, and Ukraine. May your peace reign, Lord. We hold them in our hearts, and we lift them up to you, God. We hold them in our hearts, and we lift them up to you, God. God, we pray for the leaders of our country and other countries. Bring peace to the world, O Prince of Peace. We hold them in our hearts, and we lift them up to you, God. We hold them in our hearts, and we lift them up to you, God. The peace of Christ be always with you.
And also with you.
We are the body of Christ, brothers and sisters. Keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace.
Amen. We are bound by the love of Christ.
All right, now you can give each other a sign of peace, a high five or a handshake. A peace sign is also good. There you go. Well, this is peace if it goes this way. So you can go back to your families. Please be careful and don't step on our project. I wonder if a grown-up or two grown-ups could come and roll up our project for us before we go into communion. Okay. Peace be with you. Peace be with you. All right. Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome again to Good Shepherd. If you're visiting today, we're very happy that you're here. Please do introduce yourself in the chat if you are visiting online, and you are welcome to stay and have lunch with us. It is our monthly luncheon Sunday after church if you're here in person. Are there any birthdays or anniversaries to be blessed today? I know there's at least one. Yes, Roseanne. It's Walter's birthday? Your birthday was on Friday. Happy belated birthday. Faye? Faye's birthday was on Saturday. Fantastic. All right. Any other birthdays, anniversaries? Oh, yes. Okay, your birthday's on Saturday. Yes. 51st wedding anniversary on Saturday. Oh my goodness. Yes, ma'am. Bob's birthday on Wednesday. Oh my goodness. Yes, Samantha. It's your Nana's birthday on Friday. Excellent. Okay, anybody else? I've been seeing lots of hands. Yes, Rebecca. The soundboard guy on Saturday. Wow, we got lots of birthdays happening. Happy birthday.
all of you late February, early March babies. That's wonderful. Wonderful, wonderful. We'll bless all of those after the announcements. Friends, Lent has begun. I invite you to the observance of a Holy Lent. If you would like to schedule a time to make your individual confession during this season, please let a member of the clergy know. We'll be happy to schedule you. This Lent, we will be exploring what it means to live a holy life that prepares us for death and life beyond death. This course will help us learn more about things that happen at the end of our lives and practical ways to prepare for them, and also ways that we are called by God to care for ourselves and others in those moments. Our first session was yesterday, and we're so grateful to the Alzheimer's Society for joining us as we discuss dementia. This Saturday, we're discussing wills, green sleeves, and other important documentation that will give you yourself in this room at 9 Aura and the Anglican Foundation to create a new entry point to spiritual community through singing. This multi-faith community will meet monthly on Tuesday nights at Temple Beth Orah to join in singing ritual and fellowship. This is a community for amateur singers. You don't have to know how to read music. We're going to teach music through listening. And our first session will be this Tuesday, February 27th at 6 p.m. and feature music from South Africa. Please do register on the Temple Beth Orah website ahead of time. They have asked that people register ahead of time. TempleBethOrah.org. The World Day of Prayer is coming up on March 5th. This year, our prayer materials were written by the women of Palestine. You are warmly invited to join in on March 5th. For more information, please see an ACW member. ACW members, raise your hand if people can come and talk to you about the World Day of Prayer. There we go. All right. Save the date for a Pi Day celebration of Pi. Natalie invites you here at the church Friday, March 15th, as we celebrate sweet things together this spring. For all the other announcements, and there are lots more I could have included, but this service is long enough as it is. So please do check your weekly roundup. If you don't receive the weekly roundup, let Michelle know. There's lots of good information in there. All right, let's bless our birthdays and anniversaries. O God, our times are in your hand. Look with favor, we pray, on your servants as they begin another year. Grant that they may grow in wisdom and grace and teach them to trust in your goodness all the days of their lives through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be upon you now and remain with you always. Amen. All right. Today we are pleased to commission a new vestry that we elected and appointed a few weeks ago at the AGM. I would like to invite all those vestry members, the treasurer, and the envelope secretary to come forward at this time. Let's face a congregation. Okay. Let us pray. O Lord, our Heavenly Father, whose blessed Son came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, we ask you to bless all who, following in his steps, give themselves to the service of their fellow disciples. We pray especially for those who are about to assume office in the government and work of this parish. Endue them with wisdom, patience, and courage to strengthen the weak and raise up those who fall, that being inspired by your life, they may worthily minister in your name to the suffering, the friendless, and the needy, for the sake of him who laid down his life for us, your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Clarence, you have been appointed rector's warden. You can wave to the people in case they don't know who you are. Renita, you've been appointed envelope secretary. Mexico, you continue in Synod delegates, clergy vestry member at large, and accounts examiner. Together with me, the incumbent. Okay, we can clap again. I saved the applause line for the end, but we'll just keep clapping. It's great. Together with me, the incumbent, it will be your duty to make provision for and to manage the temporalities of this church in accordance with the canons and bylaws of the Diocese of Edmonton. I would add also that on account of the office you now and moral well-abilities pertaining to it in Do you want a hand? Okay. I was going to say, Margaret, can we get a photo, I wonder? Show it off to the congregation. Oh. Thank you for your work in our lives. Blessings to you. All right, my friends, now it is time. Please join in singing our offertory hymn, What Wondrous Love Is This? we pray over all these gifts that we offer to God, I would like to invite any children who'd like to join me at the altar to come forward at this time. Blessed are you, God of all creation. Through your goodness, we have these gifts to share. Accept and use our offerings for your glory and for the service of your kingdom. All right, come on up. All right, you guys ready? We're going to pray and make the Eucharist. Cedric and Emily, you're a little close to that candle for me. You can spread around to this side with Naima. That's fine. Thank you. The Lord is here. God's Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to offer thanks and praise.
It is right indeed. It is our joy and our salvation, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, at all times and in all places to give you thanks and praise through Christ, your only Son. You are the source of all life and goodness. Through your eternal word, you have created all things from the beginning and formed us in your own image. Male and female, you created us. When we sinned and turned away, you called us back to yourself and gave your Son to share our human nature. Who, though tempted in every way as we are, yet did not sin. Through him, therefore, we may triumph over sin and grow in grace. Therefore, with the faithful who rest in him, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Thanksgiving to you, Holy Father. On the night before he died, your Son, Jesus Christ, took bread. And when he had given you thanks, he broke it, gave it to his disciples, and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me." Okay. After supper, he took the cup. When he had given you thanks, he gave it to them and said, "Drink this, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it to remember me." Glory to you, Lord Christ. Your death we show forth, your resurrection we proclaim, your coming we await. Amen. Come, Lord Jesus. Therefore, loving God, recalling your great goodness to us in Christ, his suffering and death, his resurrection and ascension, and looking for his coming in glory, we celebrate our redemption with this bread of life and this cup of salvation. United in Christ with all who stand before you in earth and heaven, we worship you, O God, in songs of everlasting praise, blessing and honor. Oh, I skipped a slide. Accept our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, which we offer through Christ, our great high priest. Send your Holy Spirit that these gifts of bread and wine which we receive may be to us the body and blood of Christ, and that we, filled with the Spirit's grace and power, may be renewed for the service of your kingdom. United in Christ, with all who stand before you in heaven and earth, we worship you, O God, in songs of everlasting praise. Blessing, honor, and glory be yours, here and everywhere, now and forever. Amen. All right, and now we bow again. And now, as our Savior taught us, let us sing.
Our God.
We break this bread to share in the body of Christ. We who are many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. Most merciful Lord, your love compels us to come in. Our hands were unclean, our hearts were unprepared. We were not fit even to eat the crumbs from under your table. But you, Lord, are the God of our salvation, and share your bread with sinners. So cleanse and feed us with the precious body and blood of your Son, that he may live in us and we in him, and that we with the whole company of Christ may sit and eat in your kingdom. Amen. All right, can you hold this up for me? Very carefully. Draw near and receive the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ in remembrance that he died for us. Let us feed on him in our hearts by faith with thanksgiving.
Amen.
Good job, everybody. Can you line up? Thank you. invite you to rise as we pray our prayer of thanksgiving after receiving Holy Communion. Faithful God, in this communion you increase our faith and hope and love. Lead us in the path of Christ, who is your word of life. Amen. In your heart or with your body, bow down before the Lord. Grant, Almighty God, that your people may recognize their weakness and put their whole trust in your strength, so that they may rejoice forever in the protection of your loving providence, through Christ our Lord. Amen. Please join in singing our closing hymn, God of Justice.
Amen.
We go in the name of Christ.